The following program is paid for by Shoreline Wealth Management. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Townsquare Media, its affiliates, or advertisers.
Welcome to Shore Time. It is Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossen with you. Your Shore Time, Vin and Dave, show number 59, Dave.
59? Okay.
No sports numbers, per se.
I don't have one.
Luke Voigt wore that for a little bit after Gerrit Cole came to the Yankees. That's the only one I came up with. But if you have any favorite 59
please,
sports jerseys
know.
That you know
oh,
of,
yeah.
We're talking like, you know, high school or even little league levels.
Right.
You know, you have kids that wear 59, let us know.
Yeah, I don't have
anybody.
I can't think of
such
one
odd number.
Person.
Well, show number 60 is next week, so
that'll be a lot easier.
Let
yes.
us know okay. some big time number 60s in the
okay.
sports world.
Okay, but again, if anybody comes up with a 59 that we're not thinking of, please let us
I'm
know.
I'm sure there's one where we're going to find out, like, oh,
right.
yeah, I forgot
right.
about that they wore 59.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dave, I wrote up an article last week. Last Sunday, I talked about some of those odd, strange New Jersey laws that we didn't know existed.
Right.
Off an article in a gallery I put together. I put another gallery article together last week, trying to feed into my music taste or love for rock and roll and stuff
sure.
like that. So
okay.
I put together a list.
A
top,
list.
Top
and we're
going to
check it twice. Okay.
Want to see who's still playing. I put together a top 25 list in no particular order here.
Okay,
although
25.
I will
got
admit
it.
The top two in this list are there by design.
Okay, sure.
of the biggest music stars that have come from New Jersey.
Oh, I mean, obviously I can
you
think
know,
of someone
right here,
off the top
got
of my
their
head.
Start
but,
here.
Right.
Solo artist, bands. Some
okay.
people probably know. The first two on the list are two of my favorites.
Sure.
Not just because they're from New Jersey, but because I
you
really
like
dig
them.
Their music.
Uh-huh.
And the first one on the list, been trying, and it's John Bon Jovi.
So you put him as number one, although
naturally.
It's not...
yeah,
okay,
naturally.
Okay.
So, I mean, Bon Jovi is number one.
See, I would have said, again, nothing against Bon Jovi, great artist, great band. I would have said Springsteen just because his impact, he came first... I'll leave it at
I
that.
Like
you
Bon
wrote
Jovi.
The article. Okay. You wrote the article.
And you know what? We'll put out a pitch right now. If anybody, including John Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen or anybody from
we
their
need to have
camp,
them on the show to talk about this.
We are cordially inviting you, Dave
of
and
course.
I, to join us here on Short Time with Vin and Dave to talk about your Jersey roots, your music over the years that have made so many people happy and come out to shows. John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, this invite is for you.
Yes, please.
We hope to have you on here soon.
I'm sure they're listening right now, of course.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
you know.
Give us a call.
That'd be a fun... imagine we get both of them at the same time. That'd be a fun show.
I'll take
rock and roll music here. So I'd love to have John Bon Jovi and Bruce on the show. So,
so that's
John,
one and two. You put Bon Jovi first. Got it. Okay.
I actually put Bruce third.
What? What?
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay, hold on.
So
okay, so Bon Jovi's first.
John Bon Jovi, born at Raritan Bay Medical Center in Perth Amboy. Grew up in Sayreville, graduated Sayreville High School
right.
in 1980.
I knew that.
Has had a house in Middletown, a stop in Red Bank in between. Jersey born, raised, and proud. One of the biggest musicians and, of course, Bon Jovi, the band.
Right.
One of the biggest of all times. Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name, Bad in Medicine, It's My Life. A 2009 inductee into the New Jersey Hall of Fame, John, has sold more than 150 million albums worldwide. To
okay.
date and going.
Impressive.
One of the Bon Jovi albums, their fourth, I believe, is labeled New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And in several of their songs, there are references to New Jersey or specific parts of the state, including the Turnpike.
There you go. Okay.
Number two, Hoboken native. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, okay.
Frank ranks
okay.
in my book.
No, I hear you. Okay. All
from
right.
From Hoboken to the big stage.
You really had
New
me
Jersey.
Scratching my head when you said mm-hmm. that Springsteen was number three. But go on.
He ended up moving to Jersey City and then later in his life out to California.
Mm-hmm.
But the musician, music artist, actor, comedian.
He did it all.
By the way, have you ever listened to the album where Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. at the Sands Casino in Vegas?
I have not, no.
I have the CD at home. I got it years ago. It's obviously the three of them singing and stuff like that, right. But they take out parts of their show to do stand-up comedy.
Of course.
It is
they
hilarious.
They were very funny.
Unfortunately, in today's political climate, some of their jokes may not fly.
Right.
But it is hilarious. So you ever get the chance to listen, they're pretty funny guys. I haven't seen too many of Sinatra's movies, but from what my dad tells me, he was a really good actor. And that was actually, okay. I think he said he heard somewhere that Sinatra is really good as and as much as he loved his music, he loved acting even more.
Interesting.
It just provided a little different of a challenge for him.
I guess. Yeah, no, I get it. That's very cool.
Number three, Bruce Springsteen.
There it is. Okay,
born
finally.
Born at a hospital in Long Branch, grew up in Freehold, of course, spent time in Asbury Park across the Jersey Shore.
Right.
He has shown that in part in the titles of his albums, like Atlantic City, several songs as well, 21 albums during his career. He had to cancel a few shows recently because of an undisclosed illness in the band, so... Good thoughts and good health to Bruce and the band. A lot of packed out shows, though. A lot of people having trouble getting tickets, of course, infamously. But
well, you know, think of it this way. Because of the pandemic, you know, they were supposed to tour, I believe, Springsteen. And then now, you know, we're on the other side of it now.
Still like, making up for that. Even to close out 2022, they were still like, they had to reschedule things, certain cities or countries, depending on what was going on.
Correct.
Number four, Dave, Whitney Houston.
You know what? Okay.
Newark native, grew up in East Orange, later moved to Mendham. I'll tell you, though, to this day, even though it was in 1991, so it was a little bit before I was born, her rendition of the national anthem prior to Super Bowl
Unbelievable.
25.
Unbelievable.
My favorite of all
the
time.
The Bills versus the Giants.
That was a good game, too.
Yes, it was a great game.
The
Bills
the
were, you know, they were on. I mean, think of it, just shifting to that game, I remember it very clearly. The Bills came in there a big-time favorite. I want to say more than two touchdowns. They were playing teams and beating teams by multiple touchdowns. But Bill Belichick and the defense... Did
Lawrence
their part.
Taylor, baby.
Yeah.
Wow, and others,
that was a great game, but I didn't want to get away from the music, but that was a tremendous game, and I remember.
I still hear it now. Not even just professional sports games, college or other high school games. A lot of people use Whitney Houston's national anthem at that Super Bowl as a go-to national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
It was so well. E60 on ESPN did a show last year, the year before, just on what went into that national anthem. What she wanted to do, some of the people around her who were trying to put together the performance and everything. I feel like I read something that she didn't even need like that many dress rehearsals or practice. I mean, she, boom, right there.
It was fantastic.
She nailed it. Obviously, she sang a lot of other great songs in movies and stuff as well. But, I mean, that was an amazing. Number five, I put him up here because he's our boy. Southside Johnny Lyons.
Yes. We interviewed him. Great interview.
Yeah. From Neptune Township in Monmouth County to touring the country and beyond. Southside Johnny, the Asbury Jukes, Jersey Proud. 2019 inductee into the Hall of Fame, which, of course, you could hear on our show.
That's right.
He was a little, I feel like he was, he's an interesting guy. He was a mix of humbling and just being Southside Johnny, being Southside Johnny.
Exactly.
I'll describe it like that.
Without a doubt.
He was entertaining. We loved having him on the show last year. He was very informative, too. And I feel like a lot of people overlook who he was. And, you know, he was there with Bruce and Stephen Van Zandt and a lot of those other guys at the same time. They grew up together. They shared some of the same music and memories. A lot of people forget about Southside Johnny, but we don't.
No, he deserves to be on the list.
Almost skipped that. Number six, Dave.
What do you got?
Going back to the 60s.
Okay.
Born in Newark, 1941. He later did move on to the Hudson River to Queens. But a Jersey native, he hit fame in the 1960s, teaming up with Art Garfunkel before him and Paul Simon went their separate ways in 1970.
Okay.
Of course, Paul Simon has had a very successful solo career.
Yes, very much so.
Including You Can Call Me Al.
Great song. Great video. Remember with Chevy Chase?
But You Can Call... Yeah, oh, that was hilarious. But Dave, You Can Call Me Al if you want.
I will do so.
Number seven, and still touring at 88 years old, Frankie Valli.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Jersey Boys.
Good,
born
cool.
Francesco Stephen Castelluccio. I hope I'm saying that right. From Newark. And of course, has had a very successful career. Also, fun fact, Dave, in case you didn't know...
Hit
played
me.
Rusty Milio on The Sopranos.
Yes, he did. Good call.
You know, as we were rewatching the series with my brother last year, I'm like, it's Frankie Valli.
Exactly. Like, oh, wow.
I mean, it was, you know, obviously years ago, but I was like, it was pretty cool. Number 8, from Tom's River.
Okay.
The tours all over the country, Ocean County, making him proud. Skid Row.
Wow. Okay.
Forming in the 1980s. They still play New Jersey, of course.
Sure.
So Skid Row, remember, I feel like they've forgotten it. Like, they're from Tom's River.
Yeah, I forgot about
Ocean
that, too.
County
okay.
Proud.
Good call.
Number 9, Dave.
What do you got?
One of the most iconic songs, I would argue, in the last 40, 50 years.
Okay.
Also sang by the football team in the movie Replacements, I Will Survive.
That's a good one. Yeah, I remember that.
Gloria Gaynor from Newark.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She eventually moved to Greenbrook, New Jersey, and then put up that home for sale a couple years ago.
It's a great list.
Number 10,
okay.
Queen Latifah.
Born That's right.
Dana Elaine That's right. Owens.
Okay.
Born in Newark, grew up in East Orange, and believe it last had a home in Colts Neck.
That sounds right.
Number 11, Dave, a little Jungle Boogie. Cool and the Gang.
Gotta love Cool and the Gang. Okay.
Inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame in 2015. Of course, they also had the other mega hit, Celebration.
Big
Celebrate
hit.
Good
That's
times,
a great
David.
Song. There you go.
The Sugar Hill Gang, number 12.
There you go. Okay, nice.
Rapper's Delight, Apache, Jump On It, which was made famous in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Uh-huh. Good call.
I still do that dance. It's fun. I actually learned about them. I took a music class in college. Really kind of almost, it's like right there at the beginning of the hip-hop rap era. Rapper's Delight
yeah.
was sort of that
oh,
beginning.
That's very
so
true.
Sugar Hill Gang. Had a huge impact on the beginning of hip-hop and rap and everything from Englewood. Number 13, These Boots Are Made for Walking, Dave.
Nancy Sinatra.
There it is.
There you go.
Earned a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2006.
Oh, wow. All right.
Of course, the daughter of Frank. She was born in Jersey City. Number 14, she sang I Say a Little Prayer, 1967. 1985, she did a duet with Elton John. That's What Friends Are For. Any guesses, Dave? Remained a proud Jersey Dave?
That's What Friends... Dionne Warwick.
There it is.
And that is
Raised
Whitney Houston's
Orange.
Aunt. Am I right in saying that?
I believe they are related. I forget
I believe that's her aunt.
That's a good...
There is a relationship there of some sort.
From Newark to Plainfield to the great beyond, after being born in North Carolina, he made the move to New Jersey, him and his family. Music legend George Clinton.
Have to love George Clinton.
Number 16, hip-hop artist, actress, born in East Orange, later moved to Newark, then to New York, back to Jersey in South Orange, Lauryn Hill.
Wow, okay.
That's
a good list, buddy.
Number 17, Redman, Newark, New Jersey native, and rapper Redman, also born Reggie Noble, became a big name in hip-hop. His home was, once upon a time, featured on MTV's Cribs.
Okay.
And he's also featured on Billboard's Top Rappers of All Time.
Love it. All right, nice.
Number 18, Dave, going back to the 50s.
All right.
From T-neck to the big stage in Hollywood, Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson, wow. All right, didn't know that.
Number 19, from Lodi
All
to
right.
the big stage, starting their punk rock journey in the 1970s.
Okay.
The Misfits.
The Misfits. All right, didn't know that.
I don't know. The original frontman, Glenn Danzig, eventually left the band, but the band, I believe, is still touring. From New Brunswick to the punk rock scene, more of a recent band, The Bouncing Souls.
Interesting. All right.
Made
New
proud,
Brunswick.
Jersey proud.
Love it.
They've had a lot of great hits over the year. One song everybody knows is Olé.
Okay.
Olé, olé,
Yes,
olé,
you're right.
Olé.
That's a good one.
Number 21, so it's sort of a... Not a trick question, but only one of the Jonas Brothers was born in New Jersey.
I did not know that.
Kevin.
Kevin. Okay.
Kevin was born in Teaneck. Nick and Joe, fun fact, Nick was born in Arizona, and Joe Jonas was born in Texas.
Wow.
Apparently
okay.
on the road.
Good to know.
Kevin Jonas and his wife Danielle, also from New Jersey, wrote a children's book together, and they currently live in Muttville.
Oh, okay. Good area. Nice.
Number 22, and they're coming... to the North to Shore concert this summer that was announced last week by Governor Murphy and his administration. concerts in Newark, Asbury Park, and Atlantic City. One of those bands that'll be playing this summer are Carteret natives, the Smithereens.
Wow. All right.
Found themselves in the New Jersey Hall of Fame in 2018.
Okay.
Number 23, I feel like I know him more for playing Finn Tutuola in Law & Order SVU, but a rapper, nonetheless, and hip-hop artist, Tracy Marrow, known to many as Ice-T, from Newark.
That's right.
Number 24, are you reeling in the years, Dave?
Let's do it.
Do it again. Donald Fagen. From Passaic.
Okay.
Co-founded the 1970s rock group Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. That's right. Okay.
Those are the two songs that he was lead on.
Okay.
Yeah, among
great
others.
Great songs.
And number 25 out of the 25 on this list.
Here we
from
go.
From Princeton.
Princeton.
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
I did not know that.
There
wow. What a great list, buddy. Well done.
Those are the 25. I think there's,
a lot
there's,
of great
there's some others,
musicians.
Of course, but I figure wow. trying to get the top, the biggest 25, top biggest 25.
I forgot about Frank Sinatra. I don't know how I forgot that.
Yeah.
Hoboken.
Fly me to the
right?
moon.
Mm-hmm. No, he needs to be near the top of the list. You had yeah,
absolutely.
Number two. And
a
again,
legend in the game.
You weren't necessarily ranking them. That's just how you
well,
kind of laid
I mean,
it
bon
out.
Bon Jovi is my favorite.
I know that. You made that very clear. I get you. Okay.
And then Frank. And then it was just kind of a you know, mix along the way.
Okay.
But shout out to Tom's River Native Skid Row.
As you should. Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
Right in our
so
backyard
got some good
here.
Ones there.
Okay.
So,
good list, man. I like
good
it.
Good list of artists that I wouldn't mind seeing, too. Obviously, you know. Some would
well,
be more possible than
it's
others.
It's great putting that list together because you don't realize how many great artists got their start, were raised in New Jersey,
yeah.
and they went off and did great things and are still doing great things.
Yeah, and I have some friends that are you know doing their own thing, trying to make it. My friend Ryan from high school, he's in a band that's starting to travel. But I mean, listen, I mean, Dare to Dream. I think we've said it on the show in the past. Like, if you have a musical, you want to put together a band, you want to put your solo career together. I know Jax, the music artist, I feel like she's from Jackson. I forget.
Okay.
She's started to make it big. And there's some others, too, whether you have a voice or you're a drummer. I mean, look. Mick Fleetwood is the drummer for Fleetwood Mac. He
right.
I mean, he sings as a backdrop. But, you know, people like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks have gotten most of it, and the late Christy McVie. But, I mean, you could be a big-time drummer. You could be a big-time bassist or keyboardist.
That's true.
It's not just about the vocals.
Right.
Or you could put together a whole band of your friends.
Right.
So, I mean, there's lots of people that get their roots in New Jersey. And I think that's in part what Governor Murphy was thinking in getting a team together to put together this show that's going to be taking place this summer in Newark, Asbury Park, and Atlantic City. New Jersey has a lot of musical talent.
Yes,
and
it
a
does.
Lot of individual artists and bands who have gotten their start all over New Jersey, who have gone on to make it big, tour all over the country and all
right.
over the world. I mean, I think everybody focuses in on Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen,
right.
and Frank Sinatra. Like, oh, you know, the Jersey guys.
But think about these other artists.
The Jersey
just
Shore connections as well. But I mean, there's a lot of other big time
oh, yeah.
artists that have come from New Jersey and have gone on to big time things.
Buddy, I'm proud of that list.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
Of course,
well laid
Frankie,
out.
Frankie Valli is always a Jersey recognized.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Gets associated with the
and
Jersey
I love
boys.
The shout out to the Sopranos. Yes, him being on the Sopranos.
I had to put that in there.
No,
because
I remember
putting,
that
was,
very
like,
clearly.
Frankie Valli, like, of course. Right. Like, oh, yeah, he
Rusty.
Was on the Sopranos.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what the name of his character was mm-hmm. When I was putting I'm like, there it is. That's it.
It's Rusty.
He was only on for like a few episodes, which, you know. Wish they would have kept his character on there longer.
Yeah, but. He's a good character. Yeah, very good character.
Well, we got a local music talent guest coming up next. I figured this would be a good way to start, right?
Oh,
talking
perfect.
About some big Jersey bands and Jersey natives. And, of course, we'll look to have some more on, and maybe we'll get Southside Johnny on. And, if John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen and
right
your people
now.
Are listening, we want John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen on this show. We invite you. We would love to have you on.
Let us
talk
know.
Some music, talk about your years from Jersey and days on the road and so on and so forth. That'd be fun.
Great.
But in the meantime.
You know what? We need to think big, and that's going to happen.
Let's go
there
for
it. There it is. Done. Put it out there.
Trying to work through my contacts and resources to try and get a
and if anybody knows
John Bon Jovi.
Them, please let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to have him on. And we could also talk about the JBJ Soul Kitchen. Tom
absolutely,
Server,
as we
Red
should.
Bank.
I agree.
So
and
those people do great work for so many in our community on a daily basis. We've got a more to talk about. We're going to keep it music themed here this morning.
Looking forward to today's
interview. The artist known locally here at the Shore as Remember Jones is coming to join us next to talk about some of his shows that are upcoming and what he enjoys doing on stage as well. So that's coming up next. We got more to do, so I guess turn up the amps, turn up the radio. We're feeling the music here this morning. And let us know your favorite New Jersey artists as well. Again, that list I read to you was not a specific, oh, hey, here's the number one, here's the number 25. It's just a list of 25 Jersey artists. Who are your favorite artists that
and
are from New Jersey?
Did we miss anybody? Please let us
there
know.
There you go. Short time at townsquaremedia.com. We're going to take a quick break on Short Time of Vin and Dave. More on 94.3 The Point right after this.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we continue our music-themed show. We gave you some Jersey artists before. We got another Jersey artist here right now, Remember Jones. From Jersey City to Brick, left the state for a while, but then he realized how good Jersey is, so he came back to Jersey in the Asbury Park area, and he's here to talk with us this morning, so welcome on in.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I know it's a little early. Hey,
I try to keep it in the PM, so this is a special event right now.
Well, we feel honored that you made it in. Thank you.
Well, yes, you know, he heard, you know, all the hype about Short Time.
He's like, of course.
I heard Short Time is like church, so I thought
you
Sunday morning, let's go. Let's genuflect.
Yeah, get everybody, you know, pumped up on a Sunday morning.
That's
steak
what I like.
And eggs, you know. Because Dave and I have talked breakfast for dinner sometimes, but I said, yeah, what about dinner for breakfast? A little steak and eggs?
Yeah,
and
nothing wrong with that.
That's a great thing. I love breakfast for dinner. Love
you know what? It's good, isn't it? Like pancakes. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm like a keto guy.
Ah,
you
okay,
know,
okay,
so
okay,
like
gotcha.
At breakfast, a lot of low-carb stuff there. Eggs okay. and cheese you could get yeah. away with. So like a frittata for dinner, veggies and meats.
There it is.
You
that
know?
Makes sense.
I got to pass on the pancakes, unfortunately, but tell me how they taste.
Pass on the pancakes.
If you tell me how they taste and I could smell them, that's usually enough for me.
You know, I feel like Yankee Candle is somebody should make a candle of like breakfast foods.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I actually went into Yankee Candle looking for a strawberry cheesecake one because I love cheesecake.
Okay, okay.
And I would hope to have found a food section.
Maybe like a French toast candle
or French fries section.
There you go.
Maybe you could go, give me the whole gamut.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And all of a sudden, your house starts smelling like different foods. I'm like, oh, wow. What's
going on in here?
Yeah.
Well, when you walk into Yankee Candle, you get a headache sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
so if it smells
so
like
much, yeah.
dinner or, yeah. you know, a Burger King, I would sign me up.
I used to work at the Jackson Outlets at Under Armour. Every time I would, like, walk past, not even just walk into Yankee Candle, like, walk in there, like, you get, like, a whole whiff of, like, the 30 different scents in there. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure if it's actually helping them. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, people buy candles.
I mean, it smells good, but it's just kind of like all at once. It's a little overwhelming.
Yes, for sure. Well, it smells great in here.
Yeah.
If anybody's wondering.
It's like an Febreze air freshener. It's like clean linen, I think
then
it was.
You keep a good studio. I love it.
Yeah. I like to keep good vibes.
It's a must.
But I digress. So we've covered food. We've covered candles. Let's talk
and
some
that's
music.
It. Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
it.
That was your take. we got your favorite candle scent. That's what we were looking
for.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, this is super cool for me. You know, I grew up, we lived in Ocean Township for a little while and then moved to Brick. And,
okay.
You know, I graduated high school like 20-something years ago, Brick Memorial High School.
Nice.
And so when I was living in Ocean Township, 94.3 The Point was in Seaview Square Mall, which is not even there anymore, right? It's, it's different stores and everything. And I was just obsessed as a kid. And actually, this is a good segue to talk about a lot of things I'm doing, but I remember Bat Out of Hell 2 coming out. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Meatloaf, Anything for Love, but I won't do that. I was so obsessed, and I would call the radio station every day to request the song. And they got used to hearing my voice, you know, okay. who I was. And they were very friendly and invited me into the studio okay. to take a little tour. I can't remember who was, you know, doing any shows. I have okay. no idea the names. But I do remember at the mall, there was like a facade that was looked like a radio or a stereo. And you could walk by it and watch them live
oh,
on
that's
air.
Cool. Oh,
I mean, that mall's long gone.
Now, it was that's really cool that you could do that.
Yeah, yeah, it was actually long gone right. even at the time, to be honest with you. But it was such a cool thing for me. And I was just, as a music lover and a music right. kid, you know, just obsessed with radio, listening to radio all the time, making mixtapes at that age,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Yep, did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, so I would catch, you know, I think I probably somewhere have them saying, you know, it's a request by Anthony or whatever, and then I would call and say thank you so much. Can we do? You know, I was just a mess, but you know, as a you know 10-year-old kid or whatever, I mean, that was so kind.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, that was so kind of them. You know, such a big deal to me. You know, wow, the world, Night of the Points. I go, oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, like once you walk
you're
in,
hearing
it's like
them,
so
and then
cool.
now you're seeing them.
Yeah, yeah, it was
cool.
Just a really, really cool thing. Got a tour of the studio, and everybody was super friendly, and so I have a thing with 94.3 The Point.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about your music. Let's yes. go back in time, and let's yes. talk about your influences, your music, and bringing it to now.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, you know, I call Asbury Park home. Which is such like a music hub for New Jersey, and I tour all around the country now, and there's really no other place like it. When I tell people like what we have here and the capabilities to perform or the outlets to reach people and entertain, it just doesn't really happen anywhere else. And that was probably a part of my upbringing too, you know, knowing the music history of New Jersey and my family just being music lovers.
Okay.
No one was really a musician. But
they love music.
Love music.
Okay.
We're always around music.
There you go.
You know, everybody playing songs, singing harmonies or whatever. And, you know, when CDs came out, Columbia House, you know, we were on top of that.
There you go.
They were collectors, too, of music and records and things like that. So I just was really influenced by that and found my first outlet to perform in musical theater.
Okay.
Which is no surprise to people who see my shows. Because they're super theatrical and
energetic.
I take a lot of that influence. But, you know, doing plays in school and then ultimately community theater and then professional theater, that was really my outlet. And I was, you know, like funny guy and could sing. So it all kind of added up. And then I started to have bands sort of later into my teens while I was doing musicals because I had more of like a pop rock voice.
Right.
I would do shows like Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell and you know, kind of Pippin, kind of rock opera type Tommy, that
okay.
kind of thing. So I felt really comfortable in those and then had bands and sort of found my way out of theater a little bit and more focused on being a front man.
Mm.
And really, at some point into that career, probably 10 years after that time period, I decided to hybrid the two and give myself a stage name, which is Remember Jones.
Great name.
And I wanted something people would remember, you know.
Very true.
And I talked.
How'd you come up with it?
Well, there's actually a singer-songwriter like myself from New Jersey with the same name. My real name is Anthony D'Amato, but the his name is the same. He's kind of a Americana folk singer, very different from me. And when MySpace was the thing, and MySpace music, I know we laugh now, but man, it was such a thing then.
Oh, it
but
was.
They kind of conjoined our profiles together, both Anthony D'Amato's, I guess thinking it was some sort of mistake.
Okay.
And it just became this headache, and people were booking him looking for me and vice versa, and that was very different. So I knew I could create this persona
okay.
that he couldn't, because his music, he's amazing, just different, you know?
Sure.
And I think he aligned with his own name more than I did on stage. I was a character on stage anyway.
Okay.
So Remember Jones kind of brands myself, allows me to kind of be whatever I want to be, whenever I want to be. It's kind of my Lady Gaga or my Freddie Mercury or Tina Turner, if you think of it that way. Even David Bowie, not even his real name, you know? So
that's a good point.
It took a while for me to commit to that, and a mentor of mine said, if people don't like it, change it to something else.
There you go.
You know, and it worked. It really worked for me, and I've been, you know, just taken off since. And Asbury Park in Monmouth County in particular have been really influential in my career and have allowed me to grow beyond just New Jersey. But 6 months a year on the road.
Oh, wow.
But I call Asbury Park home now. and only play there a few times a year. But it's been really great. It's been great to grow. Obviously, the few years of the pandemic were a step back that we're kind of still coming out of.
What was that like, being a musician, going through the pandemic, trying to still put music out? Or,
you know, I tried to sugarcoat it for sometimes I talk about it, but painful, definitely painful. You know, I'm an entertainer first. Like, I think I'm a writer third. I'm a singer second.
There you go.
If you push me out on a stage and put me in front of people, I could do my thing. And you guys have that capability as well, you know? So that's my strength, putting on a show, entertaining people, taking nothing and turning it into something. So to not be able to do that, you know, that was painful.
Sure.
I mean, I could sing in my shower. I could write songs all day long. But that, you know, thing, the connection to people, not having that was hard. And so we did live streaming for a little while, but, I mean, that was not fun for me.
Different without a crowd.
Yeah, and I sing to the sky. You know, I have this huge, powerful voice. So, like, to sing it to this tiny dot.
Feed off the audience isn't there.
Can't you see me?
Right. That energy. I learned a lot, though. You know, we had to learn that. And I say, like, artists didn't really get a break like some people did. We had to, you know, deal with the emotions of losing everything that we were doing. I mean, I lost my entire business structure.
Oh, boy.
You know, at the time.
Sure.
And to adjust to this other world took time and learning and patience and money that we weren't making. So people were really giving, you know, fan base and doing live streams and things like that. Like, people were really, really helpful, and that was cool. And even if people had no money and they just said, "Hey, we're thinking about you. What's going on? Are you okay?" That's priceless. So
yeah,
I did write a record though in that time.
You had that video that everybody watches.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you talk about that?
I have a lot of them.
Okay. Well, the one in particular, the cartoon about...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's great. Fat Jeans was actually... Yes. That was my first single during that time. And it had a lot to do with my pandemic story. I think all of us put on the COVID...
Oh, absolutely.
The COVID 45.
Might as well eat. We're home.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I actually have a weight loss history. It's hard to... put that to words, but at one point and during my high school years, and a lot of people knew me in this area as, you know, a big guy. I was 400 pounds.
Wow.
So
wow.
I you know, took time about 10 years ago and through diet and exercise lost 200 plus pounds.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was pretty amazing. I wasn't sure how I was going to do that for the rest of my life, you know, after I lost the initial weight.
Right. Trying to keep it up.
Yeah, it was definitely hard for a few years, but it's been good. I've been able to do it. But the COVID time was a test.
Right.
You know, that for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like that was tough. Even when I thought I was eating well, I was just doing nothing, you know.
Well, think about people went to gyms. The gyms weren't open. It was such a challenging time to figure out some sort of routine to get through it. And of course, not overeating during that time period.
It's hard because you're like sitting home watching movies or TV. Right. You're like, a bag of chips here or whatever there.
Yeah, totally. Totally, and it happened, and I decided to kind of write a song about it, which I had never sung about my weight loss or
it's very
or
entertaining.
My weight.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's fun. So I called it Fat Jeans because, you know, in my drawers at home, you know, there is a dresser of stuff when I feel real good and svelte, and then there are, you know, my fat jeans. If I have a cheat day or something like that, or a cheat week, I put my fat jeans on, and I just said that in the conversation. You know, I put my fat jeans on, and it sounded musical to me. Wrote this song, and had a great video animated by a friend of mine, and he worked so hard on it. We worked well together, just conceptually, and laughed so hard at every minute of it. And it's all true. I mean, it's all a real story. You know, it's fun, and people resonated with that at the time, and still do. I perform it in the live shows, and it's a great fun moment, and. I love the humor aspect of it, but there's also a little, you know, true storytelling in that.
Sure.
And connecting people together. I think people see me now and they don't realize that I have that struggle. So as a writer does often, you take from your life and you do your thing. So it's really cool. The video's a blast if you want to check it out and you haven't and you're listening. Fat Jeans. there is some controversy over that song because it was borrowed, quote unquote, by a national artist a little larger than me.
Wow. Okay. Yes, I had heard that.
Yeah. Stolen, some would say.
Dun, dun, dun.
The songs don't sound exactly the same, but the concepts are identical and the videos are almost identical. Another animated video. So I don't even need to mention it because we don't want to give that any airtime. But you can find it out yourself. I mean, you search Fat Jeans, Remember Jones, and it comes up. It definitely hit some national news outlets and stuff. And got me some plays and some views.
Out of all the places you've been to and traveling, touring all over the country, and of course New Jersey, do you prefer like the smaller venues or the large venues to, you know, get up on stage and perform?
I was just having this conversation the other day because, we tour, there are some cities and locations where we are playing big festivals or big theaters, and then there's some where I still don't have that ground just yet. So we play a smaller venue, and there's, you know, we will go from 50 people one night to 500 or 5,000.
Oh, wow.
So as a front man and kind of a visionary type, I have to adapt, you know, and be able to control that type of audience every time. And my band is down for the ride, and they know the set list might change depending on, you know, how things go. And we have plans for that. But I hate, it's so weird to say I like them all, but.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah.
This past weekend, I did a few intimate sort of cabaret type settings for fans, and they were kind of invite only and private, and there was about 30 people there, and I was able to tell stories and sing stripped down versions of my songs that I don't typically anywhere else, and it was really special.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of them had never heard me sing. I usually have, you know, like a 10-piece band,
right,
with
big
me
band.
And sometimes you know, in Jersey, sometimes I'll do up to 20 or 25 people, a choir, a horn section, string section, all this stuff. On the road, we take around 10 people. So these people had never heard me sing with just a piano or something, you know?
Oh,
so
that's cool.
So that was really special, and I really like doing that. It definitely turns up the storytelling and the connection to the material. But, like, I love a party, you know, and I love the opportunity to be in, like, a huge theater.
Sure.
My home base theater is the Count Basie.
Okay.
In Red Bank.
Red Bank, sure.
So, classic, legendary.
Yeah, I've sold it out many times, grew up on that stage doing, you know, musicals and plays. And
good place to see a show.
Yeah, it's so good. So, you know, the 1,600 people there, when they stand up, you almost feel like pushed back, you know? It's a really cool feeling there, and it's special for everybody involved. So I like it all a little bit.
That's fair, yeah.
I like to perform and stuff, you know?
There you go.
So, yeah.
We got to dive to a quick break, but want to talk more about your upcoming shows and performing as well. Can you hang around?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, there we go. He's going to hang with us, dude.
We got pancakes here, so let's
go.
Yes,
why not?
And French toast smelling candles. We've got it all covered here on Short Time with Vin and Dave. It continues right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Barrow High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebenew, Dave Cross, and with you. With us here this morning is a local artist, Remember Jones, who's talking about some of his influence and a little bit about food and candles as well. But he's got some shows coming up this year, including April 14th and 15th at Oxrod Performing Arts Center in Deal, and that's close to sold out, so you better hop on that. June 2nd at the Count Basie in Red Bank, June 10th at Resorts Casino Superstar Theater in AC, and also big-time music festival coming up this summer, North to Shore, just announced by Governor Murphy and his administration during the week, in Newark, Asbury Park, in Atlantic City, and you're taking the stage down in AC.
Yeah, that's right. Just very cool to be involved with this North to Shore Festival, and I'll be doing the Resorts Casino, the Superstar Theater, on June 10th. We'll be doing all of Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell album.
Wow. There you go.
I've got a 15-piece band.
With part one or part two?
So we're doing all of part one.
Okay.
And then we got some stuff from part two.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny to think about that album being only like seven songs, but like 45 minutes or 15 minutes.
They're pretty long.
So to get like an entire night going, well, grab three or four from the second album because they were just as long and we're all good. I'm actually like a huge fan of Jim Steinman, who wrote all of the music. And it really helps like my theatricality and sort of tongue-in-cheek thing at the same time happen. And I just have always connected with that material. I mean, he wrote Total Eclipse of the Heart. He wrote It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion. He wrote Holding Out for a Hero, Making Love Out of Nothing at All, Air Supply. I mean, it was just Read 'Em and Weep, Barry Manilow. It's like all these huge hits that were Jim Steinman, surrounded by the Ballad of Hell 1 and 2 success. And he's got a few musicals and things like that, too. So I'm doing that June 10th as part of the North Shore Festival in AC. But I'm doing the show first, June 2nd, at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank. And this is actually a revival of me doing the show. We did it last year. It was huge. We did three nights and sold out immediately. I mean, we sold out within a couple of days, and I had Max Weinberg on drums, which was super
that's
cool.
Really nice.
Max played the album in 1977, Bat Out of Hell, in the studio. So that's him on pretty much all the tracks. And this was his first time performing it live. So that was super cool.
Really
kind of a cool honor.
There you go.
He obviously is not available for June. They are on the road with the E Street Band.
That's right.
But I do have some other guests and things lined up for that run in June. And it's just so much fun, man. That show, I definitely do my own kind of concept to it. It's if you expect theatricality like you do when you listen to Bat Out of Hell, I'm going to give that to you on steroids for sure.
There you go. Like that.
Crazy outfits, crazy band, everybody's
wireless.
That's
like one of my favorite music videos. I would do anything for love, but not that.
Oh, yeah.
Like where he dresses up like a gargoyle and all of a sudden sliding across the floor. I'm like, what's going on here? It was entertaining and funny at the same time, but also very good.
It was huge. And I can't remember the director, but a really big director on that, And that was like a comeback for Meatloaf. And
well, think about the separation of the time between the first album and the second, and the pressure on the second album, and they nailed it.
It's fun history, to go back and dive into all that stuff. A lot of those songs on the second album, Jim Steinman had planned for Bat Out of Hell 2, which was to be released a few years after the first one. And he wound up releasing the record himself as Jim Steinman. The record's called Bad for Good, and it's just interesting, really the trajectory of the whole Meatloaf thing. I mean, never would have thought that would be as big or close to. I mean, Bat Out of Hell is the top third selling album of all time.
And to be able to do that and so many years of separation to be able to bring that back again. And
it's an amazing story.
Nailed it.
Definitely. So I love bringing it back to life and giving kind of people a fresh ear on it, which is super fun. And it's definitely music that I have always sung. It's in my wheelhouse. People are like, wow, can you do that? The pressure's heavy, but I definitely love it, and it's definitely appropriate for me. So that I'm excited about in June. I do have some local stuff in April too.
Okay.
I do a lot of work with the Axelrod Performing Arts Center in Deal. They're just like 5 minutes outside of Asbury Park, and they are sort of a union theater company. They do a lot of professional theater all year long, and I've done a few roles there. I played Jekyll and Hyde in the musical Jekyll and Hyde.
Nice.
Che in the musical Evita. I just played Teen Angel in Grease. Sang a very Remember Jones Beauty School Dropout, which was a lot of fun.
Sure.
But every year I kind of do some kind of theatrical concert or some project there. And this year I'm doing a 50th anniversary of Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Oh,
Joe
wow.
Cocker, nice.
Yeah, so this tour was from 1970, around that time. They released a record, which at one time was the top-selling live album of all time. And it was one of the top-selling live tours of all time at the time. And it had Leon Russell on piano, music directing a 20-piece band surrounded by Joe Cocker. Surrounding Joe Cocker, and they're all covers. So it's Rolling Stones, The Beatles, Ray Charles, Otis Redding, The Band, Leonard Cohen. The list just starts there with a 20-piece gospel soul arrangement. So it feels like church, to hear his version of With a Little Help from My Friends, which is pretty popular, but with a 20-piece band, a 9-person choir, the horn section, two drummers. So we're doing that. We're doing that April 14th and 15th at the Axelrod Performing Arts Center, and tickets are kind of almost sold out. They're selling fast.
How can somebody get a ticket?
AxelrodArtCenter.com.
Okay.
Or rememberjones.com. You could get all the links there. We're also taking that show on the road, Gramercy Theater in New York City, City Winery in Philadelphia, but most excited about Bethel Wood Center for the Arts in Bethel, New York. That's the original Woodstock grounds. Really pumped about that. We'll be indoors. They have a super cool museum and event space inside, but that's going to be super cool. So kind of a busy couple things
going on there.
Yeah, I'm doing a little festival down in South Jersey called Camp Jam. They're really supportive of me all year long all over the state. That's in May with my original music. And I'll be touring original music all summer long as well, all around the country.
You and I were talking off the air about different artists and influences that you have. And you and I have one in particular, Prince.
Yeah, oh, man.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
The artist, period. You know, like there's no comparison to Prince. You could say he sounded like XYZ or looked like this, but Prince broke ground every time he stepped on stage, every time he released something, every lyric, every musical nuance. I mean, Prince to me is the number one. Mm. You know, when Prince passed, my phone blew up.
Same
from
with mine.
Everybody. Yeah. I had to pull over my car. I mean, I get a chill just thinking about it because it was tragic.
I was in California. I know exactly where I was. It was
Have
horrible.
You taken the Paisley Park tour?
I have not.
It's amazing.
No. Okay.
For a fan, it's really, really cool. Now, he had his home was his studio and in outside Minneapolis, and you could take a tour of it now.
I have, and I will, though.
He would do shows in there.
Right.
Yeah, basically, I think they built it to facilitate studio space for Purple Rain and the Sign of the Times tour.
I think you're right. I remember a lot of what they did for Sign of the Times, one of my favorite albums of Prince.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Oh, for sure.
And when it came out, it was like, you know, wow, you know, Prince, you know, with Purple Rain, and like, where do you go from there? And then a couple of albums later, here's Sign of the Times, like, wow, this guy's something else.
His story's incredible, too. I always have to like talk to people about why he changed his name to the symbol, because people think it's crazy, but it's actually brilliant.
Right.
And he stood up against, you know, the music business model, which was
an ownership of the music.
Yeah, yeah. It's really anti-artist. And as a young artist now, as things have shifted, also Prince being the first to take advantage of the internet for his music, was way ahead of everyone with that. You know, it is challenging for a young artist today to release music and be heard and seen, and streaming. We all know the fighting behind the scenes when it comes to that, and the royalties and how much money you get paid out. So, you know, Prince was at the precipice of that, set the example for that. And I mean, to not be able to get your masters, so then perform under just a symbol, you know, and release a three CD record
Emancipation
under that. I mean, 30 songs, you know, just like, here you go. I got plenty. And he was known to say, if I wanted to hear a new song, I just write it.
Well, and that was the other thing too, with the record label, he wanted to release albums when he wanted to. And they felt that was going to saturate the market, and they wanted to control how he released the albums. That was a big issue.
And that leads us to The Vault, which is like, if you're a Prince fan, you know, there's all of this incredible music that they're slowly kind of releasing. But we mentioned off the air, too, being members of the fan club at the time, you kind of had access to some of that. And it was just a really, really, just a great community to be a part of.
There's thousands of songs, Vin, that they'll gradually release that he had in The Vault that he didn't release. And now, unfortunately, since he passed, it's been coming out from the estate.
Yeah, it was cool to see a lot of that stuff as part of the tour, too. And not only his outfits, which is another thing, too, is a big influence of mine, you know, always wearing something unique and getting something custom made. And I work with designers, too, for my shows. And I know everybody who knows me listening knows, what is he going to wear? It's kind of like a thing. Once somebody said that to me, I'm like, oh, man, I got to commit now. But, you know, guys with their gear, this is my gear, you know. And it all helps the show itself, and it influences what I do and how people look around me. And so all my shows are fully designed in that way, too. And Prince did a lot of that as well. I mean, I've played First Avenue.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, if I would have known, I would have worn my shirt today. But, you know, it's such a legendary venue.
Yes, it is.
And, legendary artist.
Well, that's where they filmed Purple Rain.
Yep, exactly. And Prince, you know, was supported by the Minneapolis community. That's really how he was able to make it this national thing. I mean, a brilliant
mind. Really put Minneapolis on the map.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And he could play every instrument, produce his records. The first few albums, he played every instrument and produced it himself and wrote the songs and arranged them. I mean, it's really a brilliant, brilliant artist that will be sorely missed. I mean, it is sorely missed for sure. But I love, you know, these people always want me to do a Prince show because I do these kind of, you know, right. shows. And
I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because you hear the influence in my original music a lot. But it's one of those artists where I'm like, I don't know if I need to touch it.
Okay.
You know, it's so good.
There's so much music and there's so many different albums that you can take pieces of. It would be a challenge, actually, to put together a show.
Sure,
because
sure.
there's so many songs that weren't necessarily popular songs,
which I like.
Just great songs.
Yeah, yeah, and I tend to, you know, like them more. And anybody, young people that come to me and want to talk influences, I say, listen to Prince.
Right.
It'll take you a year, but like listen to the catalog because you will leave being a fan. I mean, there's everybody has artists, songs by artists you don't really like, or
right.
it doesn't soak in for you, but every record you're going to find something, you know, for every artist in any genre, you know, he was able to really do it all. One of the most underrated guitar players of all time.
And it's a shame that it took his passing for people to realize, what did we have? We had somebody amazing.
And yeah.
That unfortunately happens where you look back, it's like, I didn't realize how good a guitarist he was and all this great music that he had.
That happens with me with, you know, the Meatloaf and Jim Steinman and stuff. They just passed as well, and people don't realize certain things were them or that happened, how that happened. I have a show that I've done in about 40 states that's dedicated to Amy Winehouse.
Oh, wow.
And she's, you know, one of the best vocalists of all time. Died when she was very young, too, and what that career could have been,
right.
you know, we don't know. But the people that come to celebrate the music as we do, I don't call it a tribute. It's more of a celebration because I'm not looking like her with a beehive or heels, though I could if given the challenge. You know, people are so into, they're weeping, you know, because they didn't get a chance to hear it live or see it live. And maybe they connected with her later or only knew the song Rehab and the,
good
the
point.
Her struggle surrounding it. So they come and they just feel it. It's all about that feeling.
Right.
Like, wow, I could feel this energy in this room and you did the service, you know, to this music that we need to hear. We'll see it again because, you know, you're the one doing it right. So that's been a real honor and a really cool thing. And I don't know. I haven't seen anybody living as Prince really delivering that thing. And that's to me why he just can't really.
I wouldn't want a Prince performance or somebody covering Prince to just do hits. And that's what I would be afraid of.
Yeah,
there's
for sure.
so much there that.
Yeah, I want the deep cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely want the deep cuts. And I will say, you know, being from Jersey and Asbury Park specifically in this area, you know, has allowed me to do these kinds of things and people to be open-minded to the creativity and trust me with it. We have a great scene of original music. We have a great scene of cover artists here. You know, I kind of liken myself to song stylists, you know, kind of like Tina Turner or Joe Cocker or Tom Jones or Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. You know, these people who didn't really write their music first and foremost. I'm sure they contributed to writing, but they were given songs and put their spin to it and created something new. That's to my strength as an entertainer, I think. And I feel very fortunate to have had in New Jersey, but all over the country, people who like that and trust me with that. It's been really cool. I mean, I love being here. I love Asbury Park, love Jersey. Love that I can go to venues and go to theaters and support on all levels. But I really do like the opportunity with connecting with people just all over the country.
There you go. Last question I have. What do you like about performing in New Jersey and some foods you like about Jersey? What is it that makes the Jersey Shore, New Jersey, you know, special to you?
It really is like nowhere else. I've opened for Darlene Love. I've opened for Ronnie Spector. I've sung with Bruce Springsteen. I've opened for the Jukes right in Asbury Park. I mean, some of it just like walking distance, you know, from where I live. And that's special. You know, there is a feeling in a place like the Stone Pony or the Count Basie Theater or. You know, even I've done some LBI or, you know, like there's really just unique happenings there where people come expecting music and the feeling that it brings. That I really like. You did say food, right?
Yeah, you said you'd eat food.
I mean.
We also, let me interrupt you there. Pork roll or Taylor ham? What do you call it?
Pork roll.
There we go.
Okay.
That's a winner right there.
Yeah.
We're going to let him come back just because of that answer.
For sure. I mean, for definitely pork roll. I love diners. Oh, man. I love diners.
Jersey's got some good diners.
Yeah. You can't get them anywhere else like they are in Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't. You know, they're like Waffle House on the road or something like that. But I love diner food. Oh, my goodness. Even if I'm trying to eat healthy, you can still do it right at a diner.
You got to have that cheat day.
Oh, definitely. And usually if I want a cheat day, I want to go to a diner. I want that, like, just give me that greasy
splurge
and stuff. Give me a plate of fries with cheese and gravy.
I'm going all in.
Yes.
Do it right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And of course, you know, like the best pizza probably in the country in New Jersey too.
Good point.
And I lived in Chicago for years. So there's no comparison.
Chicago is what, the deep dish, right? Yep. The thick.
Yeah. No, I would only go if my friends were visiting, you know, and we'd say, yeah, okay, try the Chicago pizza. Because it's really like it's a pie. It's like dense, you know.
Yeah.
It's not the same as the casual folded to the face slice. You know,
thin crust over a Pete and Eldis. That's good stuff.
Well, I mean, I have shirts. You know, from eating that whole pie for many, many years.
Yep.
But that's a great thing too, right? How cool is that? That isn't a thing that happens all over the country or in other places too. Really, New Jersey just has its own kind of thing. And even living away from the state, I missed it. I missed the accessibility to the cities and the beach and the mountains. I mean, New Jersey is just like—
We have it all?
Yeah, it's really, really, really cool.
Well, we appreciate you coming on today and talking. Well, I mean, talking about food. Dave and I like talking about food.
We can do another show on that.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
But also about music, your influence, your music journey, performing influences. And then, of course, you got a bunch of shows coming up this year where people can go out and see it. But we appreciate you taking out time to come on the show.
Thank you for thinking of me and having me. And follow along Instagram, Remember Jones, rememberjones.com.
There it is.
I'll see you and listen to you guys soon. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again.
All right.
That is Remember Jones. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, this is Frankie Pantangeli. You should be listening to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Yes! Oh!
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You need a radio guy. You gotta go to the radio guys that I go to. Ben and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Cross, and with you as we put a bow.
Great
another show.
Show
number 59 in the books.
In the books, buddy.
That means we're going to a nice even number of show number 60 next week, Dave. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. I love it. Okay.
60. And I'm sure we could find some numbers. So email us, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. If you could think of some athletes over the years, either former or current, who wore number 60, any sport, or if you wore that number yourself,
let us know.
Playing
please.
High school, or your kids wear that number now, spread the word. We'll give you a little shout out as well. Shorttime@townsquaremedia.com, and also from the beginning of the show, let us know some of your favorite music artists that have come from New Jersey, the big ones, or some local bands as well, local artists. Let us know. Shorttime@townsquaremedia.com, and. If you happen to know John Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen, please pass along the word that Dave and I would love to have them on the show. This was another good show, Dave.
Great
we
show.
Had Remember Jones on.
A lot of great information. A lot of very talented. Know. Yeah, I really enjoyed the interview.
So have you seen him often in a concert?
Well, I've seen him in Asbury.
Oh, there you go.
Here's one thing. He's very entertaining. You have to go to the show, and then you can, you know, Google him and the band and just see the energy, the excitement. And I was so excited that we're able to have that interview today.
Where in Asbury? The convention hall? Or
I believe it was a Stone Pony.
Ah, there you go. That's a fun place.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a venue that always gets packed in the summertime and everything. The Stone Pony's a
great place.
A great venue. I know Southside is played there as well. I feel like when the weather is just right in Asbury Park, you know, people pack the Stone Pony. Make it a whole day out of it, a whole night.
Oh yeah,
go see a show there. Some local bands, some big bands have gone there
and
too.
You can walk by, and there's different restaurants that you can actually see over the fence to be able to get yourself a free concert. But just even if you're walking around, the energy, the excitement, it's tremendous.
Addisbury Park's got a really nice beach and boardwalk too. I'll say when Yankees manager Aaron Boone was there. Beginning of February, it was like a Friday night. It had to be the coldest night of the winter. And of course, right there, Convention Hall in Asbury Park. So once you get out, I'm like, whoa, that's that cold a bite.
You feel it.
Yep. I was trying to walk out of there with my dad that night, and we were trying to picture. I was like, you know, I said, it's really nice here when it's
warm.
You know, nice and warm and sunny. You really enjoy the boardwalk in Asbury Park.
Get a little chilly this time of year.
It's nice. So yeah, Asbury Park's got some great scenery. We've had Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn on the show in the past, and they had, I'm trying to think of some other big bands that have been at Stone Pony or in Asbury recently. I know Modest Mouse was there last year. She was talking about how the Counting Crows, I believe, are coming too.
Well,
so
think about the convention center, the history of bands that have come through there. James Brown, The Doors. I mean, you've had some solid acts that have played. So the history is there.
Very historic. And they got a bunch of great stuff too. In addition, you know, like a bunch of little shops and a bar right outside. I forget what the name of the bar is. It's right on the outside of Convention Hall, where you can overlook the beach.
Correct.
I remember I was there a couple years ago.
Now you're going to make me look it up, but I think that's what it's called.
I was there a couple years ago with my brother and a friend hanging out. And we actually, while we were there, there was like a wedding ceremony wrapping up on the beach.
Okay.
It was like the bride, the groom, and then the best man and some of the wedding party. Bridesmaid and stuff
it
like that.
It is Seahorse. Yes, okay. Yes, it is.
But it looked pretty cool. Then they were taking pictures. It was a little windy that night, but it looked pretty. It'd be a nice place to take pictures, not just on beach days. I mean, I guess you get married in a church or whatever else. I mean, Asbury Park has a nice beach and scenery.
Boardwalk,
especially, you know, when the sun hits it just right.
It's good stuff.
There you go. So we're going to, lots to look forward to in Asbury Park. And really, all across the Jersey Shore this summer. Now that we're, you know, halfway through March, getting toward the end of March, daylight savings time has already passed.
Oh, yeah.
We get an extra hour or so of daylight that'll be coming in. And then we can look forward to what's going on this spring and summer.
Outdoor activities,
concerts and food festivals.
Lots of fun.
And all sorts of different things. Let us know what's going on in your Ocean and Monmouth County community. Now, I mean, if you have events that are planned for whatever, a couple months from now or some point in the summer, let us know. We'll help get the word out. Fundraisers as well. Nonprofits. Of course, we had a lunch break on from Red Bank last week and their 40th anniversary and all the great work that they're doing for Monmouth County families and individuals. But if there's some fun events too, whatever you got, let us know. shorttimeatownsquaremedia.com.
We want to put the word out.
We want to help put together a list and get people excited for different things going on in Monmouth and Ocean County this summer.
Done deal. Yep.
There we go.
We want people to know what's going on. There's so much going on.
Yeah. And Dave will hang out on the boardwalk no matter the weather and sign
autographs.
Doesn't
matter. I'll be there.
Well, another great show in
great
the books.
Show.
We got
lots
another one. I feel like I've used the crock pot analogy too much.
Okay. What do you got?
We got another one, you know, on the counter. We're chopping up all the vegetables.
Getting ready, sure.
And everything. We're getting that meal ready for you next week. You know, we've talked about, you know, having dinner for breakfast and everything. Next Sunday's show will be like the steak and eggs
there
that your Sunday morning needs.
There it is. Fantastic.
Hey, Vin and Dave were talking about steak and eggs this morning. Yeah, that's what we do here on Short
Whatever
Time.
Whatever you enjoy.
We have fun. We got another one. Show number 60
coming up next Sunday.
We'll have a good one on deck, ready to go for you when you wake up next week. Shore Sports Talk every Sunday, 6 to 7, and then Short Time of Vin and Dave, 7 to 8. Where else do you want to be Sunday morning?
There it is.
Turn us on 6 to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning on 94.3 The Point, 94.3thepoint.com, and the 94.3 The Point app. Check out the on-demand section on the 94.3 The Point app as well. Listen to interviews and Dave's Financial Wake-Up Call podcast. And you could also check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Got it all in there, Dave.
You did a great job,
buddy. Have a great Sunday and a great week ahead. Yeah.
Thank you for everybody listening, of course.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now, 94.3 The Point. Until then, we're out.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.